Nitrogen is often the most limiting nutrient in crop production. In wheat, nitrogen needs of the plant begin slowly, so starter fertilizer may be all that's required at seeding. SDSU Extension agronomist Chris Graham advises applying most of wheat's nitrogen at greenup.
In fact, that's generally preferable, both to incorporate some of the weather effects of the winter. For example, this is a pretty dry winter, so you might adjust your nitrogen rates accordingly. And then we also find that, you know, the later you apply, the more nitrogen is available for protein.
For spring wheat, a similar approach can be followed, with a starter applied at planting and the remainder before jointing. The most common forms of nitrogen applied to wheat is granular urea or liquid UAN, urea ammonium nitrate. Both can provide the needed nitrogen. However, UAN is more readily available, while urea requires some moisture.
Typically, what we find is that yields aren't significantly different between the two as long as we have adequate moisture for the plant to take it up. It's generally, there's not a big difference. There is a big difference in price, and so that's something certainly to look out for, especially this year.
Timing of the spring nutrient application is important, as the window is relatively short between tillering and before the stem begins to lengthen prior to flagleaf and flowering.
And so it's really critical for yield and for protein, but for yield especially, that the nitrogen is in place and it's in a form that the plant can use at that onset of that rapid elongation phase.
Nitrogen applied after flagleaf primarily goes for protein. Graham encourages farmers to strive for greatest efficiency of nutrients by fertilizing for optimal rather than maximum yields. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.